The passage selected for the sermon this morning is taken from the Gospel. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Of course, the issue for Christmas is that central issue of faith. We don't really doubt that there was a historical Jesus, a man who was born under the circumstances that St. Luke describes. There's enough corroboration of evidence to make that clear. The question is whether he was also the Son of God made man. And was he born for the purpose of our salvation? And that, of course, is the crux of faith for us. It's the whole point of not only the service today, but of our actual being. Because if Jesus wasn't both God and man, and if he didn't come to redeem us from our sins, then all of this is just showmanship, and it doesn't really matter in the end. And faith is a hard thing. When we have the scriptures and we read them and we are inspired by them and enlightened by them, but they don't bring us all the way to faith. Not to that place where we can undeniably and irrevocably understand with our heart that this child that was born to us was the child of God. But God is good. God helps us to understand who he is and why he made us, not only with his word, but in the way that he sanctifies our very lives. And there are times in those lives, the comings and goings, as we come from this mortal coil and go to where we belong, are times when the veil between heaven and earth thins, and we can see through to the other side, and we can know. Really know what's on that other side. And those of us that have been blessed to be with people who have gone in their faith know that. But any of us who have been with a child when it was born know that too. That little child changes the world of its family when it is born. No matter how humble or how privileged that child, at the moment that baby is born, the world changes. The pretensions of life, all of the ambitions, all of the silliness of the world dissipate and are revealed for the inconsequential bother that it is. And we know at the moment when that child takes its first breath, gives its first cry or its first laugh, that we can see the goodness of God and the glory of God in that child. And that's a beautiful and a wonderful gift because it changes everything. I remember when my oldest daughter was born, you know, and of course I didn't do any of the work, but I took half the credit for bringing her into the world, right? As men are wont to do. But when she gave her first breath, I lifted her up. If you remember the television show Roots, right? Kunta Kinte, the main character, when he has his child, lifts her up to God. And I did. You know, my breast swelled, not figuratively, literally, my breast swelled up with pride and with joy. And I held her up and I promised God that I would give her everything that she could need and everything that she could want in this world. And then this incredible act of grace, this beautiful epiphany happened. And that swelled chest became hollowed with humility. Because I realized that I had nothing to give that child. That child had just given the world to me. All of a sudden, I had clarity in my life. All of a sudden, I had purpose in my life. All of a sudden, I knew what it was I had to do with my life. And that's the gift that any baby brings. How much more so when the Son of God came to us, is the world changed, and not just the world for his family. It's interesting, in this account of St. Luke, it couldn't be more difficult and more humble circumstances for this baby to come into the world. I mean, they're discomforted from their home and sent to this faraway place and difficult roads at a time when Mary is ready to deliver. I mean, how more difficult could it be than that? And to be denied the lodgings that would have made her comfortable right as she is ready to deliver, to be put into a creche. Lovely French word, right? Everything sounds great in French. A creche. A stable, right? A stable, as Priscilla knows, right? What's a stable full of? Pre-digested hay and post-digested hay, right? Smelling like post-digested hay, not sanitary conditions. And this baby born, wrapped not in an elegant onesie from the best place, but simple swaddling clothes. And yet, at that moment, the walls of that stable disappeared and became the choir stand for a host of heavenly angels that shepherds and wise men from around the world knew that something glorious had happened, that it was announced to them either through angels or in the sky and in the stars, and they began their journey to worship the new king. And those stars themselves changed. They oriented themselves to announce the birth of that child and to lead not only those men of that generation to go and to worship that child and to honor him for the sacrifice that he made, but for all time and for all men. Those stars were aligned and changed and made purposeful for us and understandable to us. How beautiful that baby was in the way that it changed the world. And just as God gives us these children so that we will understand how he loves us, because he loves us the way that we love those little children that are given to us, it's the way that we turn the scriptures that we learn into true life, because that life is what animates our understanding and opens our hearts to how wonderful and good and loving this God is. That he gives us life. That life in the babies that we have, and that life in the baby that he gave Mary, and the baby that he gave to be our Lord and Savior, and to bring us to everlasting life. So let us join with the angels as we sing, "Glory to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.